Hey there, visionary leaders and ambitious entrepreneurs. I am thrilled to welcome you to the Rhonda Effect Podcast. I'm your host, Rhonda Arnott, and over the past 25 plus years, I have navigated the intricate landscapes of the corporate world, mastering the art of sales and leadership. But what truly sets me apart is my extraordinary gift of intuition. In the Rhonda Effect, we'll be diving deep into the realms of intuition, spirituality, personal growth, offering insightful guidance and practical strategies tailored specifically for executives and entrepreneurs like yourself. I am a huge believer that we all have big dreams placed within us, and it is never too late to go after them. So if you're ready to ignite your journey, then do us both a favor. Hit that subscribe button and join me on this adventure with the Rhonda Effect, intuitive guidance for executives and entrepreneurs. Wow, today is such an amazing, amazing day. I am joined by my friend, Laura Sinclair. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Laura is a mom of two. Let me back up a little bit. I'm going to introduce Laura and then I'm going to allow her to actually introduce herself because, you know, when we speak about ourselves, there's such a different tone. But Laura is a mom of two. She's a CEO of the boutique social media marketing agency, which I think is pretty cool. It's called the LJ Social Agency. And she's the host of a podcast called This Mother Means Business, which is just incredible. If you haven't listened to it, go listen to it. But Laura, do you mind introducing yourself in probably a much better way than I did?
No, I would love to. And Rhonda, thank you so much for having me on the show. I am honored to be one of your first guests. And so as one podcaster to another, I am super excited to be here, super excited for you. And I love that you gave me the opportunity to introduce myself because every time somebody reads my bio, I'm like, oh, she sounds cool, but it never really feels like me. So I'm one of those people that is always happy to tell you who I am. But my name is Laura Sinclair. I am based just outside of Toronto, Canada. I am a mom of two. I'm a business and marketing mentor, so I help early stage female entrepreneurs get more visible online. But one of the things that I've learned along the way is it's very easy for me to tell you how to do something, and it's not always that easy to, as an individual, as moms, as business owners, to actually do it because of the levels of stories and fears and things that show up for us. And so a big part of my mentorship practice is helping women break through some of those stories that they tell themselves around why, you know, it's scary to be seen or the imposter syndrome or why they can't. So that's a big part of my life. I run events, I run masterminds, I have my podcast, I also have the agency, and I run retreats, all kinds of things. I get to play in the online space. I'm a bit of a serial entrepreneur, and I'm super excited to chat about all of the things here today. I know we're specifically going to dive into pivoting because my gosh, my friend, I have done a lot of that over the years, but I'm excited to be here.
And you know what? It goes beyond just the entrepreneurial world because by the time this podcast launches, like our session, I will have done a pivot in my corporate job. So this is extremely important timing. And, you know, it's one of those things that I look at it right now and going to think, wow, what is she going to say? Because this is so cool. And when I re-listen to it, I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, she was bang on. So
love that.
Let's talk, let's dive deeper into how to successfully pivot in your business. Give me an example of one of your pivots.
Oh gosh, I've had so many and I will, without talking about the entire time of our...
Give me your biggest one, your most impactful one.
Yeah, I think I have, there's two or three, and I promise I will keep them concise. I think for me, I have a corporate marketing background. I started in the marketing world, and certainly leaving my corporate job, making the decision to leave that corporate career to become an entrepreneur was a really big, scary pivot. But when I talk about that pivot, one of the things that I love to caveat with that is that I didn't have kids. I was 26 years old. I had very little responsibility and a partner with a very good union job with a very big salary. And so while I was jumping and making a pivot in that moment, it was also a very cushy one and one that I didn't really, there wasn't a lot of consequence to that. I knew I could always go back. And so that doesn't always feel like the most exciting and the scariest pivot that I've made, because for me in 2020, that was the bigger pivot. I went from having a brick and mortar CrossFit gym to When I was 8 weeks pregnant, the world shut down for 2 weeks out of an abundance of caution. We all know how the rest of that story went.
Yes.
But I just owned a gym with my husband, and we ran a CrossFit gym, and we had a great community, about 250 members. Then the pandemic happened. I was 8 weeks pregnant with my now 3-year-old son. And we made the decision at the end of 2020 to close the gym, to walk away from that project, that community, that space that I've spent 5 years pouring everything into, too much into.
Wow.
And not really knowing where I was going to end up. And so now, you know, we just talked about all the things that I do now, but certainly it feels like a pretty big shift away from what I was doing just, you know, 4 years ago. And so I think when I think about, you know, the pivots that I've made, that's probably the one that had the most impact, not just on myself, but also the fact that I had kids, the fact that I was leaving a community of people that really didn't want me to close my gym, and stepping into something that was really, really unknown.
Wow. That's amazing. I am positive there are people listening right now that are on that cusp of, do I or don't I?
Yeah.
What would be your greatest piece of advice if somebody is in that stage of not sure, do I?
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm going to do this. Am I going to, like, what's your best piece of advice?
I think, you know, when I think about that moment of closing the gym when we made the decision, I was actually thinking about closing my gym or walking away from the gym about a year before.
Okay.
And so I have this memory of feeling like, you know what, I love working on my gym. I don't love working in it. And I have this really distinct memory of being on a Zoom call with two incredible humans, Arvin Anderson and Jackie Service. Mm-hmm. And Arvin used to own a CrossFit gym in Vegas. And Jackie Service is a person that I have known for a really, really long time. For almost 20 years.
Okay.
And I was on the call with them and they were talking about, you know, this place where I was in, where I felt like I was standing on the edge of a cliff looking down, but not feeling ready to jump. It was like, I knew that I needed something else. I knew that it wasn't going to be this gym forever, but really felt like, if I'm going to jump here, like, I have no idea what's down there. And there was so much weight attached to it. Right. I mentioned some of it. I had, when I was talking to Jackie and Arvin, I had one child at the time, was really trying to repair myself after my postnatal period, really struggled with some postpartum anxiety and stress and things like that. And also just was like, there was just too many unknowns. It felt like I had too much responsibility. I just bought a house. I couldn't do that, you know? And then so a year later, I found myself in COVID and so much better equipped to make that decision. Doesn't mean that I knew where I was jumping. I had no idea. But I think at that point, I had sat on it for so long. And it was kind of like the universe giving me this, like, Laura, it's either now or never. You know, you're either going to jump now, or you're going to spend the next 5 to 7 years rebuilding this business to get it back to where it was pre-COVID. So it's literally now or never, sweetheart. And I think for anybody that's in that moment, I don't necessarily recommend waiting for that now or never moment.
Yeah.
You know, if I hadn't waited, if I had done it a year earlier, I probably could have sold my gym rather than having to sell up all the gym equipment and walk away from it. You know, I think my true belief, though, Rhonda, is that eventually you will find yourself in a place where you are actually forced to make that decision. And so it's either going to go one of two ways. You're going to get to make that decision on your own in an empowered way.
Yeah.
I consider myself to be woo adjacent. I'm not a full woo human, but woo adjacent.
Okay. I'm working on it.
I'm open to it. But okay. I think that eventually, like, that decision is going to be forced upon you. So it's like your choice. You can either do it your way, or the universe is going to show you that you don't have a choice anymore.
That's right.
And so for me, when I think about it, when I think back to it, not that I have any regrets, because I think everything happens the way that it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, if you're a person that's listening to this right now and you're feeling like on the, like I was, like you're standing on the edge of this cliff, you know, you want to jump. What's behind you ain't so good. You know, you don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do it on your terms. Don't do it until you're, you know, at your breaking point. And whether that's in a corporate job that causes you so much anxiety that your mental health is going to crack, or, you know, I have a client who quit her corporate job after having a major seizure.
Oh my gosh.
Stress-related seizure. Like, that was the moment.
Jeez.
Right? And she wanted to quit, but she wasn't going to, because, you know, it was too scary to make that leap. And so I think, you know, one way or another, you're going to choose that. I would have always, if I could choose it again, I would choose it under my own terms rather than
of course
the global pandemic that forced me into it. But that would be it for me.
Wow, that is an amazing story, honestly, because we all know, we've all been at that point at doing something in our life where we are hesitant to take that step, and then we almost get pushed. And whether it's something happened in our body, something happened, you know, right in front of us, there's always something that happens to push us to the direction that the universe wants us to go.
Yeah.
That's my theory. I mean, there's probably some people listening that are going, I don't know, but that's my theory. Yeah. And, you know, there's many a times in my life when I can look back and I can think, gosh, had I just stepped when I felt it immediately.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. Like you said, everything works out the way it's supposed to. And here you are, a multi six figure business owner or entrepreneur. Yeah. And, you know, there's no way you'd go back.
No, it's so funny. People say to me, when I tell them my story, they say, I'm so sorry about your gym. So I'm like, no, it's fine.
If that's all they got out of that, yeah, then they're
like, no, it's fine. Like, I'm so fine. And, you know, as much as I loved running the gym, I loved the community, I loved the people, you know, I was serving a small community, right? I'm serving within a 20-minute radius of where that facility was. And now I have clients all over the world, which is so cool. And I've got to meet, you know, so many people and really step into something that I didn't even really know at the time I was super passionate about. And motherhood and entrepreneurship is a topic that I really champion. I believe that, you know, whether if you're not a mom, then this particular message isn't going to be for you, and that's okay. But if you are, you know that there is such a wrinkle, right? It's not just entrepreneurship is hard. Entrepreneurship with kids is harder. And that was something I experienced as a gym owner as well, and something I really struggled with. And so in the work that I get to do now and as a mentor, to be able to help women that were in my shoes or are in my shoes, I have lots of clients that feel like they're my 2017 self. And I just see myself in them so fully. So that's been, it's been such a gift. And you know, the thing that I miss the most about owning a gym is seeing people do things that they didn't think they could do before physically, right? And the sporting aspect to CrossFit, whether it's like your first pull up or your first muscle up, or you're lifting more weight than you ever thought you could. And watching people do that was such an incredible gift. And now I get to watch people do it with their bank account, right? They get to make more money than they ever thought. And it's a, it's a different kind of impact, more of a generational impact. And so I'm really grateful for that work too.
Wow. That's amazing. I love it that, you know, you're able to see that in see yourself in others, and it's, you've already walked that path. So it's almost like you've gotten like brushed away all the stones, the tree limbs, everything that's fallen on the path, that others can now come behind you and walk on a smoother road.
Yeah.
And that's quite beautiful.
Thank you, Rhonda. And one of the things I've leaned into, I know I mentioned I'm woo adjacent. One of the things I've leaned into this year is my human design.
Okay. Yes. Let's get there. Yeah. Come on.
My profile lines are, I'm a 1-3, which a 1 is a person that loves information, but a 3 is designed to like, we are put on this earth to try things and mess them up and then teach people from it, teach people about it. And so I feel like, you know, the work that I do and all my experiences, you know, if we were to sit here and like map out all the things that I've been through in my 10 years as an entrepreneur, there's some crazy things that have happened, but it allows me to teach others from my own experience, which is actually the fullest expression of my design, of who I am, was put on this earth to be. And so that's something that I've really come to believe and come to embody this year, is that it's okay to make a mistake. It's okay to fail, whatever that means, however you identify that, right? I see failure as lessons. I don't see it as, you know, you could look at me losing my gym or closing my gym as a failure, right?
Yeah. But yeah, no, never.
I don't, but somebody might externally from the outside.
Exactly.
So for me, it's just like this, it's been this really crazy journey and become this really beautiful gift. It doesn't mean that it's not hard sometimes, right? It doesn't mean that sometimes I don't crave the simplicity of, you know, a business that people just drive by and then they walk into, you know, I don't, it's like, rather than the online space. But, you know, when we think about pivoting, I think for a lot of people, we get stuck on this one side of like, well, what if, right? You what if this doesn't work, or what if it's not what I think it's going to be? And what if, you know, it's all of these reasons why something is, there's a huge unknown, right? Most people don't go into a pivot feeling like they have a really good sense of what's on the other side. And right. So I think
a lot of times they can't see it at all. They just know that there's something stirring inside them that they can't be staying where they're at.
Yeah. And like, it's up to us to like, no one is going to make that change mm-hmm. but us. You know, actually we were at an event recently, the High Vibe Women event, the one in what was it? December last year. And I there was an old client of mine that was there, and she's a person that I've been trying to get to make this pivot from a, you know, from an in-person based business to more of an online. She's a personal trainer. Okay. She has a gym space. And
yep.
You know, I see her talking to these other business coaches and other mentors and thinking about this program. And I went up to her and I was like, with love, do not hire another business coach. Don't hire me. I'm not asking you to hire me back. I'm just saying hire nobody, because the decision that you need to make is yours, right?
That's
right. There's not one person. Hiring a coach, hiring a mentor is not going to be the thing that forces you into a pivot. Like that's you. It's got to come from you. So please, with love, don't sign up for another program. Instead, you got to look within you, because this is your decision to make and only yours. And once you make that decision, then sure, you can go higher and sign up for whatever course you want. But when it comes to pivoting, like ultimately, you can go and, you know, back to my human design, I'm a one, right? I can go and try and find as much information as I want and try to answer as many questions as I can. But at the end of the day, the answer is going to lie within me and me alone. And it is up to me and me alone to both choose to take the leap and mm-hmm. to make it happen.
That's right. Reality. That's right. That's right. I have so many people that come to me about pivoting and feeling stuck and what should I do? And there's many a times when I channel an answer for them, but it's up to them to actually take that step
yeah.
or take that information that is being given to them, absorb it and move.
Yeah.
We as coaches, mentors, we cannot force anybody to do anything. We can advise them, encourage them, hold space for them. But until they actually take that step and move,
yeah.
We just sit back and we can see, right? I know you're woo adjacent, but I'm sure you can see what's ahead for people when they do make that pivot or move.
Of course. And I think, you know, I think it's important for me to, for anybody listening that feels like they are stuck in this moment and it feels like you're feeling like, Laura, it's not that easy, or Rhonda, it's not that easy. Know that that's okay, right? Like, I feel like that is a part of the journey. And certainly, you know, I don't want you to believe, or anyone that's listening to this to think like, one day I just woke up and I was like, I'm closing my gym. That's not how I'm you know, it's something that takes time and it does take consideration, especially depending on your circumstances, right? At 25, when I quit my corporate job, that was like okay, I'm out, right? Yeah. I knew that I could always get another job. I didn't have the responsibilities. At, you know, 34, when I'm looking at, I have two kids, a mortgage, a partner, bills coming out the wazoo, you know, car, all the things, you know, that's a different decision. That's not a decision that, you know, I can just make. And so I think like to that end, I don't think that you should ever stay in a situation that is holding you back because of those reasons. But I do think that they are valid and they require consideration. I'm the last person on the planet that would be like, just blindly jump and make a massive investment and stop making your income if you have kids and a mortgage. Like, I'm the last person that will say that. But I think if you're in a place where you're like, I want to make this pivot, my advice to you would be start getting your ducks in a row. Start figuring out what are the pieces that have to be put into place so that you can feel comfortable when you leap. It doesn't mean that you have the answers. It doesn't mean that you know where you're going to land. It just means that you've created the runway that is required for you to either a financial runway or a time runway or a support runway, whatever that looks like, required for you to know that when you leap, you don't need to have the answers in 10 days. Maybe you have 6 months. Maybe you have a year, depending on how you set yourself up. And so if you're in this place where it's like, this just feels crippling, I know I need to do it, just start putting the pieces in place. It may even, you may even be starting with figuring out what are the pieces.
Okay? That's right.
Start there before, and as they start to lay themselves down, as they start to become clear, the jump becomes easier.
Yes. So if somebody's at that that spot and they still don't know how to do this, how to navigate these waters, what am I doing? I know I need to move. How can they find you? Because this is brilliant. Like, you just laid out an entire roadmap for somebody to follow. But I know that there's a lot of people out there that need, yes, they're going to listen to this and perhaps they're going to listen to it multiple times, but they need that Laura touch. So how can they find you?
The best place to find me is on Instagram. That's where I spend most of my time. I'm at It's Laura Sinclair. And certainly if you're at a place where you're like, to your point, Rhonda, I have put together all of these things. I know the pieces, but I just don't know where to jump next. That is the stage at which point I would say, now you need a mentor. Now you need some additional support. And whether that's me or somebody like me, then that's great. I think if you've made it this far in the episode and you've resonated with anything that I've said, we are officially friends. So feel free to just send me a DM on Instagram just to say hi. And I'd love to hear about what your pivot is. What are you thinking about? What are you dreaming about? Because this is the stuff that lights me up as a human being. So at It's Laura Sinclair on Instagram, my website is laura-sinclair.com.
That's perfect. I'll make sure all this information is in the show notes. Okay. One thing I do want to say is anyone that is thinking, feeling about to move on a pivot, definitely reach out to Laura. She's got the roadmap for you. Why go it alone when somebody's already walked it? Also, the biggest piece of advice that I could give somebody at this moment in time is to dream bigger. Mm-hmm. Don't let the world swallow up your dreams, and don't let the world stop you. So that's where I want to leave this, but I know that people are going to come find you. They're going to seek you out because I literally can see one of those roadmaps, those folding roadmaps that some of us at this age know what a folding roadmap is.
I wish you
would bring those back. I love them. But that's literally what I see in front of me, is that you are holding the roadmap and just opening it up for them and guiding them through their journey, which is absolutely beautiful. Yes. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. I received that, Rhonda.
You're welcome. I want to thank you so much for being on my my very first podcast episode. Laura is number one in a lot of ways, seriously, a lot of ways. And this is my very first one. And I'm super thrilled and super honored that you are part of this and part of my journey. Because when I met you at the High Vibe Women event, maybe a year ago, I guess it was, you haven't changed at all your energy, your persona. And you know what? I gravitate towards you every time you walk in that room, and I love it. So I can't wait to see you again. Yes. And thank you again for being on my very first podcast. And I can't wait to have you back.
Thank you. And congratulations on launching the podcast. It is a huge accomplishment. And I know you're going to impact so many lives with your work. So thank you for having me. It is my honor.
You're welcome.